there. You are in a wonderful outfit of a kilt, a wonderful beard, long hair, and a tankard made of
leather.
Leather.
It's called a blackjack.
A blackjack.
It's English Civil War period, so 1630-ish. It's made by a Cotswain in Oamaru called Roland Salas.
Is it leather on the inside as well, or is it there's some sort of...
It's sealed with pitch made of pine resin, then coated in beeswax so you don't touch the pitch.
That is fantastic. Are you here with a particular brewer? Because I noticed that while you have the kilt, you do not have the accent.
That's true. I'm from North Otago, which is New Zealand's largest per head of population Scottish heritage.
Yes.
And I'm associated with Green Man Brewery, which is which is why I've got all this hair.
I've seen the ads, the Eye Green Man Beer. Yes, fantastic.
Yes.
What can you tell me about Green Man Brewery?
Green Man Brewery, it's been going for about 2 years. We are an organic, vegetarian. We wash and reuse our bottles. We concentrate on English ales, but we've also got a German brewmeister, so authentic ales and Doppelbox and so on. Because we've got a German brewmeister, he complies with the Purity Act of 1516, so it's very, very easy for us to deal with the organic side of things.
By 1516, you mean the year 1516, do you?
That's right. It's a German law that says you're not allowed to put anything in your beer that isn't one of the four ingredients: water, yeast, malt, and hops.
That's fantastic.
Yes.
And finally, beer Varna for you, for the Green Man Brewery.
It's been very successful. Yes, we've picked up a couple of good awards in the
No, you need to know this.
Yes, they do. We got a gold medal for our Kelt, which is a blend of our whiskey Doppelbock and our dark mild. And then we got best in class for Enrico's Cure, which is a 14.5% beer. And believe it or not, that was in the category of the best experimental or low alcohol beer. So we've had a lot of people asking for our low alcohol beer, but it's not. It's 14.5%. So we're proper brewers here. We believe in malt.
14.5% is low.
Yes.
I like that. Well, I have to say, I'm going to have to try that beer.
This
is fantastic.
Yeah.
14.5%. And what was the other one? The Whiskey Brew Doppelbock.
Yes, we do a Whiskey Doppelbock, which got an award in the New Zealand International Beer Awards. But we blend that with our dark mild to produce a kelt. And that got a gold medal at the New Zealand.
What's a kelt?
It's just what we name it.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. Okay.
It's got Celtic overtones. It's dark and heavy
because I remember, and sorry, I'm going to go off into anecdote here, but I was in France. We were with a Portuguese Frenchman, very strange, I know, and he gave us whiskey beer, and it was beer brewed with what he said was whiskey hops. Is that the same thing?
No, a lot of people use a whiskey malt. We don't. Ours is conditioned in whiskey barrels. It's actually got real overproof whiskey in it, cask strength whiskey in it.
Fantastic. I'm going for that one. The kelp, right?
No, whiskey Doppelbock. We've got whiskey kelp there.
Okay. Let's talk for as long as we can before the batteries die out.
Okay, cool.
I'm here with the Green Man Brewer.
Well, I'm sales manager. We've got a German brewmaster, so you probably have a little bit...
So you have a completely different accent to the one you've got.
I suspect so.
Yeah.
Yes, definitely.
So I have just been drinking your whiskey Doppelbock.
Oh, yes.
And I have to say, it is fantastic.
Thank you. Thank you.
It actually has real whiskey in it.
It does. We brew a Doppelbock, and then we keep that to one side. It matures, and at the same time as the maturation period, we are steeping some whiskey barrel wood. Whiskey barrel wood in overproof whiskey.
Yeah.
So it then takes on all those flavours.
Yes.
Then we blend the two together. We don't take the whiskey out, we'll leave the whiskey right in there.
Because I have to say, that is fantastic. That is possibly the best flavoured beer that I have had this evening. It is very, very rich. It's got a very rich flavour, I would say.
It's the American oak, which gives it the coconut characteristics. So you get a little bit of vanilla, a little bit of coconut from the oak, and it's quite sweet as well.
So I never would have put coconut, but now that you say that, I can kind of see that.
That's the American oak, but it is 9%.
9%?
Yes.
How do you feel about Birvana in terms of your business?
It's been fantastic.
Yeah?
It's been absolutely brilliant.
Yeah.
Last night was good. In fact, this afternoon I was thinking Saturday afternoon, not that many people.
Yeah.
But I'm figuring that the weather was actually in our favour. Because
it was pouring with rain this afternoon.
Exactly. Yeah. People can't wash the cars, they can't do the garden, they can't do the mainly regular weekend things.
May as well have a beer.
That's dead right, yeah.
The turnout here, obviously earlier today at about 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, was fairly empty. This is packed.
The thing, the reason it was fairly empty was because of the Martin Bosley food and beer matching things.
Oh, of course.
So if you've got 40 people, maybe more, in there, and if you took 40 people out of this size crowd, you wouldn't miss them.
No.
But because they were all drawn to Martin's display,
yes.
Then when they came out, you went, oh, it's quite not busy.
Yeah.
But actually, like I said, for a Saturday afternoon, that was a bloody good turnout.
If there's one brewery here currently amongst these other boutique breweries,
yeah,
who you would say was your nemesis, who would it be? Who would be your alter ego, your complete enemy?
Well, we wouldn't have complete enemies as such. We're all kind of, we're not one big happy family, but
it's consumerism.
We have the Brewers Guild of New Zealand, and we're all after getting people to drink better beers instead of drinking lots of swill.
Oh, thank God,
basically.
Please.
Yeah. And this, the crowd that you see here is testimony to the number of people who actually want to search out special, unique and flavourful beers. But if I was to pick out one brewery who I really fully admire, that would be Tuatara. I tried their Pilsner last week. I tried the Pale Ale. I thought they were both fantastic beers. And they brewed locally as well. And they won the Best Brewery Award on Thursday night at the awards.
Is that right?
Yes.
Fantastic.
Yep.